for Thomas Kahneman, I will try. What I would like to do is go through things inside, because I think that's helpful. I think that's the point, not just to say things outside, but to, like, to learn them inside, so we know how to. We make sure that we're saying things correctly. We see if people make sense, etc., etc., etc. I think it's just better. Okay, so the first topic that I want to do is Meisei Akum. Are going mitame b'oel? Because Lamaisa was asked a question about a guy going to wants to go to dental school. So in dental school, you have to work on bodies. Dr. Strauss told me they work on the whole bodies. I thought they only used the heads, the neck, skull, whatever it is. So, but they're not in the hospital, at least at NYU Dental School, where this person was going to school. NYU Dental School is a separate building completely. And so we can assume that all, and Rambosha says this, that we can assume that all the donated bodies to for anatomy class are going to be going. Because called the parish and a whole bunch of other reasons, we can assume they're all going. The problem with hospitals is that there are also patients who are dying in the hospital, and they can be Jewish. So, first of all, is there going to be an afkamina between the Jew and the non-Jew lagabe tuma? So we'll see that in a minute. Right. So aside from that, there are dying patients in the hospital itself, leaving the cadavers alone. So the cadaver being Jewish causes many, many, many problems for the Kohanim, and we'll see whether the non-Jewish bodies are also a problem for Kohanim, in which case it makes little difference whether it's a Jew or not, other than the Isur Hana from the other people working on the Jew, and the Chiyuv Kvura that everybody in the room now has. And he's likely a Meis Mitzvah also, because nobody's burying this guy, so it creates all sorts of issues. So this guy wants to go to dental school. So his shaila was, can he be in the same room? So he's a Kohen. Sorry. There are two guys, one's a Kohen, one's not, but the other guy is really interested in this because he thinks it's fun. So the question is, can he be in the same room as the body? Can he touch the body? And can he go near the body and or go above or below it without actually touching it? That was a shaila. So let's see the Makaros inside. So this should mostly go in order. Okay. Okay, so on the bottom, this is from Yevamos, Samach Amud Beis, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So, okay, from last line. V'chein hei Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim eina metamim ba'oel. The kvarim of Ovdei Kochavim are not metamim ba'oel. Okay? Why? Sheneemar va'aten soni tzon marisi adam atem. Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to Yechezkel, and he's talking about my tzon, my flock, tzon marisi, the flock that I watch over, adam atem. He's referring to Bnei Yisrael as adam atem. Atem kurim adam, vein ovdei kochavim kurim adam. Right, when we use the word adam in Tanakh, it refers to Jews and not to non-Jews. And therefore, right, who cares? What is that relevant? Because the pasuk in Chukah says, adam ki yamus be'ohel. Right, it's when an Adam is Yamus and Oel, he causes Tumah and Oel. So if a guy is an Adam, so then he's also causes Tumah. And he says, he quotes from Yechezkel, you see, Adam Atem, that only Bnei Israel are called Adam and not Goyim. And therefore, they should not be Metame Ba'oel. Okay, so Meisvei. So the Gemara wants to challenge, is that true? V'nefesh Adam Shishasar Aleph. In Melchemes Midian, it says that Bnei Israel took... they took the spoils of war. They took some of the women and the children captive. And it says, V'nefesh Adam, Shisha Asar Aleph, 16,000. And it calls them Nefesh Adam, referring to the Midianites. So, you see, they're called Adam. So, like, my response, Namishim Behema. Right? It doesn't mean Adam, we're referring to them as the special title of Adam. But the Gemara, the Psukim go to distinguish how many animals they took, how many people they took. So, it's using the term Adam to distinguish it from animals, but not to refer to them as the shame Adam. What about another pasuk? Asher yesh bahar b'mishtemes ribo adam, asher lo yadam yimino lismolo. Appropriate for this time of year. It's from Yonah, right? Talking about Ninveh, that there are so many people there. It says there are more than 12,000 people, adam, right? Now also there mishum behema, because it also says it also pasukim refer to the behemas that what was going on Ninveh decided to do tshuva. Okay, so fine. So we couldn't find any other use of the word Adam in the that refers to Goyim, and therefore we could say Adam ki yamos ba'ol, according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, seems to exclude Goyim. Now the Gemara continues. Kol reg nefesh chol nedei b'chalal tischatau in milchemes Midian. So Milchemes Midian is where we learn all of the halachos of Tumas Kalim, right? You have the Tfilas Kalim we learn from there. And it also says, Kol Horeg Nefesh Chol Negev Echalot Ischato. It also says that Elazar Cohen went out and told everybody that they have to, do Paraduma, right? Because if they killed people. Aye, but they killed Goyim. Right? I mean, hopefully the Jews didn't kill them, okay? No, Dil Me'ik Tel Chad Mi'Israel. Maybe some of the Jews were killed and they touched the body of a Jew. Right? Or they were in the same OL as a Jew. A little bit unclear what's happening here. Right? It says they became Tamei from the Goyim. Right? They became Tamei. So who did they become Tamei from? Or the Goyim who they killed. And he says, no, maybe a Jew was killed and they touched the Jew. Or they came in, they became Tamei from the Jew. V'rabonon, lo nifkad mimenu ish. But you can't say that. Because at the end of the milchama, the mefaktim come in to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, no, we want to give a matana to Hashem to thank him because nobody on our side was killed. So if nobody on our side was killed, why do you have to become tar again? Mistami, you became tamei from a guy. Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So yeah, that's a right, a pasuk, that they needed para aduma, so mistami they were tamei. Lo nifkad mimenu ish la'aveira. Nobody was seduced to do an aveira, but in Achenami people were killed. People were killed, but nobody was seduced to do an aveira, and because right, the Midianim were the ones who seduced Bnei Israel originally to do aveiras, and so nobody was seduced to do an aveira on our side. Unfortunately, some people were killed. So, but if you think about it, we now have a problem, right? Because Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, Kivrei of the Kochavim. So let's leave the word kivrei out for a minute, meaning the graves of, but we'll assume it refers to the Ovdei Kochavim themselves, and we'll get back to that later. Ein metamin be'oel, right? And then we said that kol horeg nefesh, right, from the milchama in Midian, is tamei. So what does Rav Shimon bar Yochai mean? They're not metamin be'oel. Are they metamin? There are three ways to become tamei, be'tumas meis. There's maga, masa, and oel, right? Contact, indirect contact, and oel. Okay. I can only imagine that back in the day they didn't fight indoors. Look, or they were outside, right? So there's no oil. So how do you become tamei when you would kill someone? They didn't have guns. They were fighting with swords. You hit them. You touched them. So it sounds like Rav Shimon bar Yochai saying, even maga is mutter by goyim, right? He said, over the kochav meinim atamei ba'oel. But now, it's a little bit unclear, right? So Ravina comes at the end, so we're not really sure what Shem Bar Yochai's position is, because he said, and then he said, well, lo nifkad mimenu ish, he could have, instead of when you ask him from the Pasuk in the Chamas Midian, he should have said, yeah, but that was Maga, there's no Oel, we're fighting in the fields of Midian. We're not in Tamim Bishum Oel, we're not in the same room as the Mason of the Goyim. Maybe they could have entered the house, but he should have said something like that. He says, no, they touched the Yisra. So Ravina Amar name Matinu Kra Matmi Ba Oel Dechtiv Adam Kiyamus Ba Oel Mimago Masa Mimatinu Kra. Ravina says yeah. Adam Kiyamus Ba Oel. Tumas Oel is not by Goyim, but Maga and Masa there is by Goyim. Right. So I think that's how he's interpreting the pasuk. That's why they're tummy. They're tummy because they came into contact, physical contact with the Goyim. Right. With either by killing them themselves or Tuma B'chiburin by killing them with the sword. Etc., 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 but it was a tumma of Maga. So it seems from here, at least.
Is it an explanation of Rashbi?
It's a machlokas. It's a bit of machlokas. Is Ravina arguing on Rashbi or agreeing with him or not? And it's not clear, really. And you see, the way Rashbi answered the pasuk, it seems like he's disagreeing, right? Because otherwise he should have given Ravina's answer, and he didn't. Now you could say, in Achinami, he would agree to Ravina, but he gave a better answer. Whatever. So that's the first mocker that says, it seems like Kivrei Goyim are not metame ba'oel, and so they're metame b'magal v'masa. So that will allow the Kohen to enter a room with a Goyish body, but can't touch it or move it. Right? So, okay. So now, this is Bava Metzia Kofi Dalam Adbeis, this is the next mocker. We'll see three mokaros, three fundamental mokaros, we'll see how the Rishonim deal with it. And then we'll complicate the matter a lot, unnecessarily perhaps, but a lot. Just because the Shaila gets more complicated. So this is a confrontation with Eliyahu HaNavi. And someone's asking him all these questions. And the beginning, Minayin L'orim Shal Yisroim. How do you know that someone who's naked shouldn't take Truma? Dichsiv Lo Yir Evecha Ervas Davar. right? It says, Rashi says, Ervas Dovar. Bishal Sha'ata Medaber Bo, when you're talking in Torah and mitzvos, Lo Yerebocha Ervas Dovar. Shema Minoin Adam Mevarech Ksu'arim V'torim Ba'i Bracha. When you take Trumi, you have to make a bracha, and if you're naked, you can't make a bracha. So therefore, Lo Yerebocha Ervas Dovar, you shouldn't take Trumi while you're naked. Okay. So it happens to be that Eliyahu Navi, he finds him in the Beis HaKvaros. I didn't bring you Kofi Dalai Maralef. But Eliyahu Navi is standing in the Beis HaKvaros. Okay. So he says, Amar Le, Lav Kohen Humar. Are you a Kohen? So why is Eliyahu Navi a Kohen? Right, Pinchasu Eliyahu, right? But like, apparently the Gemara is thinking that really, 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 like he's really Eliyahu, like he's a Kohen, therefore he's Matam B'Meis, and he's also dead maybe. Just mind you, right, Eliyahu Navi, this is like a gilui of Eliyahu Navi to the twin of the Amoraim. So this is, he was Ola Besara Hashamayimah, but we don't know what really Eliyahu Navi's story is right now. But he's a love Kohen Umar. You know, Kohen, right? My time of Kaiba Mar B'Veis HaKvaros. How could you be in the cemetery? I'm talking to you in the cemetery. Now, maybe they shouldn't be talking Torah in the cemetery. In the chnami. Amar lei, lo masni mar taros. Didn't you learn taros? Detani, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, kivrim, shalov de kochavim, ein mitamin. He goes, I'm in the Goyish cemetery, and the graves of Goyim are not mitame. Are not mitame. Here we had in Yevamos, it said, oh well, here it says, ein mitamin. Shenemar v'aten tzon mariti adam atem. Atem kurim adam, ve'enov de kochavim kurim adam. Right? The same drasha of Adam, that Adam exempts everybody from everything. Adam exempts. It sounded like in Yavama said it's exempting them from Tumas. Oh well, now it's sounding that it's exempting them from all types of Tumah. Which I think seems to be shot in Yavama's also, just because Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai didn't give Ravina's answer. So, okay. So it seems like those are Tumakaras that they're at least not Metame of Oel, maybe they're Metame of Magov Masa. Certainly according to Ravina, they're Metame of Magov Masa. Now, do we paskin like Eliyahu Navi when he comes and tells us things? V'lav Kohen Humar, is that like, he's not really a Kohen. I mean, he's Pinchas Eliyahu, I know the Pius, right? Pinchas Eliyahu, but is it really Pinchas? And then if he's ready, he died once, or he didn't die, he went to the Shamayim. So his status is a little bit unclear. So the last line we have to deal with is a Mishnah in Olos. The 18th paragraph of Olos is talking about the Tumas Eretz Amim. Right, so there's Xerid Rabbanon on leaving Eretz Yisrael, that all land outside of Eretz Yisrael's tummy. Okay. But, if you look, this is the Mishnah, this is Perek Yod Ches, Mishnah Zayin in the middle. So, Midoros HaOvdei Kochavim Tmeim. The houses of Avdei Kochavim are tummy. Right? Their houses are all tummy. Inside their houses. Kama Yisha B'Tochen B'Yitzarech B'Dika. Doesn't tell you why. How long does the guy have to be there in order that you should require a bedika? You should have to check. What are we checking for? Doesn't say. Arbaim yom afal bisha eni mo isha, even though he has no wife with him. V'imaya evedo isha mishamri mo so ein tzarech bedika. But if there was an eved or a woman hanging out with him, making sure, then he wouldn't need a bedika. So what is going on? So if you look in this Rambam over here, so this is a new, so this is the Rambam's parish on the Mishnah. It's not Kapach, but it's a newer one. So it's I don't know how good it is, but it's better than the standard one that we print find in the Mishnayos. They actually redid it. So Medaros Hagoyim, Kolomar Im Darb Makom Shu Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, because outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Achinami, it's Eretz Amim Tamenu. So the Rambam doesn't think this is Durabbanan. But other people think the concern is like this. Why? Avalisha eni moisha. Gzeru mishum shayeshi moisha. Ki emanu choshem betumas amedoros elo tumas mace. Conserva tumas mace. What are we concerned with? Vim haita imo isha. Anu omrim shema harta vehepila vekavar tanefil baosomakam. We're concerned that she became pregnant, miscarried, and buried the fetus in the house. Okay, that's the concern, that they would do such a thing.
This is Rambam?
This is the Mishnah. I'm just reading the Rambam's papers on the Mishnah. But the Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam, everyone agrees. All the, look at the Rosh on the bottom, the Rosh are going to aim, umetamim ba'ol shekov from the flame. Right? And that's why, how long does he have to live there? Has it be 40 days? Because less than 40 days, and even a miscarried fetus does not metame. you wouldn't even know that there was a fetus less than 40 days. It's not even large enough to see, but you would know you miscarried, perhaps because you missed a period or something like that. But so it has to be that 40 days, and that makes sense, because it has to be a tsura to be that which causes tumah. And if someone was watching him, so and knowing that he wasn't with another woman, because the assumption is that any man, even if he doesn't have, not with, even if he's not married, that they might be prutz and ba'arayas and have women come by all the time. So if someone was safeguarding to make sure no other woman came in, so then we wouldn't have to worry about that. Fine. So this is the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which again, I didn't give you the first part of the Mishnah. Okay? So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's halacha. So, what's the concern for Tumah? Right? They buried the Mason. They buried in the Fallen. So what's the concern? What type of Tumah are we going to encounter in the house? Sounds like Tumas Oel. So you have a Mishnah from Shimon ben Gamliel who seems to say that there is Tumas Oel by Nephalim, which Nephalim are metame just like a, once it has a var, once it has a rukum evar, are metame just like a full-grown person, be Oel. Fine. So we seem to have two places where Rav Shimon ben Yochai seems to say that they're not metame be Oel. One place it seems like he says they're not metame at all. Ravina says Magov Masa, yes, Oel, no. And we have Rav Shimon ben Gamliel saying, seemingly saying that they are mitame be'olam. So what do we do halacha lemaisa? So there are three approaches to this issue. So the first is the Hagos Maimini. So if we look at the Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the Rambam Hilchos Avel here, Paragimel. So he says v'chein kasta b'sefer Yireim, quoting the Yireim, the kaimel and keresh b. We follow Rav Shimon ben Yochai as if over Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? Me'achar she'Eliyahu zalas ha'maisa kamoso. Because Eliyahu Navi paskin that way. Maisa Rav. We don't just have opinions. Eliyahu Navi got up and did it. K'di'isa b'av mitzia perakam ha'kabel. Right? Fine.
What does that mean?
We paskin like Eliyahu Navi.
Which is?
Okay, keep going. Oh, yeah. Omnam poli galei b'chada. He's going to say, so let's see the Rambam first. Sorry, I want to see the Hagos Maimini fine, but let's see the Rambam first. So in Hilchos, so the Rambam quotes Hilchos Tumas Meis and Tara and Hilchos Tumas Meis. And Hilchos Avel discusses Hilchos Tumas Kohanim, the Yisurim of Kohanim. So in Halacha Gimel, he says at the beginning, you want to know what's Tumay, what's not Tumay. Look at Tumas Meis. We're only talking about Tumas. Whenever you're Tumay there, that's Din. So if you look at the top, the very top line, it's the end of Halacha Gimel, V'sham Be'arnu She'ina Goyim Etami Be'ol. Oh, lefichach kivrosayim tahorim, their kvarim are tahor, umutar lakoin liikaneis l'sham v'lidrachal kivrosayim, and you can step on their kvaros, vein asr ela sheyiga betuma, o yisa'ena, k'moshe be'arnu sham. The only answer is maga and masa, like Ravina. The Rambam is passing like Ravina, very, very, very clearly. So the Hagos Maimini says, omnam, poligalei b'chada, shekotav kevin de lo mitame be'ol, b'mago masa nami lo mitmu. He says that that Rashbi seems to think that even b'mago v'masa they're not metame, right? The Tanya b'taras koni ma'isel b'nozir on nevesh meislo yavo shemani afilu nevesh behema tamul arvili mo da 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 da. So if you look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, that filu rabban l'pliged Rabbi Shmuel v'lamavki behema milo yavo. Sorry. So he seems to say. So he says at the end in the second column, "V'shamati osrim kohanim b'mago b'masa b'meisehem, v'ani katavti anal to be mekel v'amachmer tavolav bracha v'amekel ohefsim midivre hareim." And the Yireim seems to say that there's no maga, there's no masa, there's no nothing, which seems to be pashtus in Rashbi. If you're going to go with Rashbi, it seems like there shouldn't be any issue whatsoever. The Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam is saying maga and masa, yes. Oh hell, no. He's not passing it like Rashbi or like Eliyahu Navi. He's passing it like Ravina, or whether Ravina's in, whether or not Ravina is interpreting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, or he's arguing with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He's certainly passing like Ravina, which just seems to be the conclusion of the sugya in Yavamos. Fine. So the Rambam in he says it in Hilchos Tumah also. If you look in Hilchos Tumah on the next page, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, Ve'ena Goy Metame Ba'Oel, V'Davar Zekabalahu. He says, yeah, in Milchemes Midian it says kol nogeya b'chalal. It doesn't say, right? It doesn't, that was our diuk, right? It doesn't say when you were in the OL, So that's why you're not tummy. So you clearly learn that there's no tumas ol by akum. So I think that's not the best diuk. It doesn't say ol because there was no ol because we're fighting a war. We're not going to sit down for tea and coffee. It's not medoros akum. You're going to fight a war. He's saying no. So he's saying that you want to medayik from there.
You might step over them.
Hmm?
You might have stepped over them. It's not so crazy. So.
Stepping over them is a good question. And you're saying stepping over them is what?
It should also be ol. No, so I'm saying why is it not a bad...
Because that's the second half of the Chabura. So let's jump over here.
And you are Mahil over.
Is there Ma'a? So I was fudging this a little bit. Oh, Rabbi Kohn. Shalom Aleichem. So if you look, the Rambam says, halfway down, B'chavot. The Rambam says, if you look halfway through, it's Perek Aleph. Oh, it's on the same page. I found a couple of it twice. Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph. Right, so Perek Aleph, he says, there's Maga, and what's Maga, and there's Masa, and what's Masa. So Yud Aleph says, V'tumas Oel, ha'amura b'chol makom, who, so what is Tumas Oel? She'titame osa Tumas et ha'adam, o et ha'kelem, be'echad mishlosa drachem elu. There are three ways to become Tumay from Tumas Oel. Echad, haba kula lo'olameis, you enter completely into an olameis, not just your finger, your hand, you have to be kula be'olameis. O'aba miktsaso, I raise a nitma be'ol, or miktsaso into the olameis, but not... I'm not going to get into that. How much of you has to be into the Ola Mace? You're under the same roof as the Mace. Afilu hichniz yado roshay etzbos, avachot mele Ola Mace, arizan nitma kulo. Naga b'maskov, etzir fiyado b'maskov, nitma kilo b'miktsaso. Let's say you had added your hand onto the, you didn't actually come in, but you stuck your hand onto the top of the mashkov, right? And you flattened your hand with the mashkov, so the tumma comes out also. Doesn't matter.
It's important to know.
Hmm? What?
Hmm.
Naga beiskopa mitafach ulamata karvlar. Sorry, mitafach lamala tama virelish zeros in mitvayim. Right? And therefore, all these other issues. So keep going. Echanamechim Yisrael omina goim mitamiv magov masa. We knew that. Vendagam mitamiv oel, vadarza kabbalah, vare omer vilchemes midian kol nageba chalvo his kirsham oel. So he seems to be saying. Let's do Yud first. Sorry, I should have started with Yud. Okay? So that's what Tumas Oel is. So Yud, I think, should come after, but he put it first, so he's probably right, because he wrote it. So in Halacha Yud, he says, Tumas Oel, Eina Bishar Tumas El B'meis Bilvad, right? Nevela, Sheretz, there's no Tumas Oel except for B'meis. Ubein, Shehei La'adam O'akli, Afilu Machat Shehei La'alameis, anything that was Ma'ahil on the mace, was hovering above the mace, O Shehei La'ameis Al Ha'adam O'akli, or the mace was hovering above, it doesn't have to be hover above, it could just be above, the person or the kli. Right? Those are all types of oel. So it sounds like ma'ahil is certainly a type of oel. So we're going to talk about that a lot at the end. Is ma'ahil a type of oel or not? Oel seems to be in the same room as the mace. Is ma'ahil being above or below the same thing? So the Rambam seems to say, it says hanogea b'chalal, and it doesn't say ma'ahil, it doesn't say oel. So therefore you learn that they're only tamei b'maga, but not matamei b'ohel. Ohel means what again? We're not really sure. It sounds like, I thought that, you know, of course you're not going to enter their house and fight with them, they're going to come out and fight, but you're pointing out, maybe Ma'ahil, maybe walking over them also, maybe when you walk over them, you become Tamei. So the Rambam is excluding, it seems like he's excluding Ma'ahil.
That is what he mentions that though in Al-Hazidol.
That what? He doesn't...
Dorech al-Kivrehen.
Dorechin al-Kivrehen. Again, what is a Kever? Oh, so we'll have to talk
about... He's not talking about Kever Binyan.
It sounds like he's talking about a Kever Binyan.
No, he's not. I'm saying, it sounds like he's not.
So I want to argue that he is, and in the tshuva he soser himself.
Wait, isn't it, give it just a second, isn't it clear, again, if you have the Frankel divisions in the halachos, so halacha yud in the first line of halacha yud alef are really one halacha, right? So it's clear that three ways, which tumas oel is, the first is, heil adam akli.
Oh yeah, bepashtus.
Number two, sheil ameis al adam alakli.
And number three is olam shacha. We call that olam shacha. Olam shacha means being in the same room.
In one room. And Tumas Oel Ha'amur B'chol Makom.
Yeah.
So it would seem that...
Pashup Shat in the Rambam, that there's no Ma'ahil by Goyim. Pashup Shat according to the Rambam. There's Maga and Masa by no Ma'ahil. Meaning what? The only way you can become Tamei is not through special relationships. It's only through contact, direct or indirect. But you need actual contact with the mace. But being Mitamei through airspace, either Ohel or Ma'ahil, it sounds like Pashup Shat in the Rambam, there is no Ohel. But there is no Ma'ahil by Goyim. So if someone says, I'm passing like the Rambam for whatever reason, if you post think that's an appropriate thing, is there Ma'ahil by Goyim? And two poskim I know have been asked this question in the last 2 days, and they all said, ah, but the Rambam says that there's that Mahil is part of Oel, and there's no Oel by Akum. So we'll have to talk about that. Is that actually accurate or not? Fine. Okay, so that's the Rambam Shita. So what about... Okay, so the Rambam is going to pass in like Ravina, and he's going to either assume that Ravina is arguing on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, or he's interpreting Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And what does he do with the Mishnah in Olos, though? Mishnah in Olos seems to be clear that there's Tumas. Oh, well. So the Ramban comes to his defense, and the Rambam also comes to his own defense, but it's in the Tumas Rambam. So the Ramban comes to his defense, the Ramban in Yevamos here, he says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Atam Kurim Adam, right? So what about other places that the Goyim are called Adam and not called Adam? Sorry, Adam Lo Yisach. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to paskin that Goyim are Metamei B'Oel based on this Mishnah in Olos. So if you look in the third paragraph here, Rashi's El Peir Shatam is Rabbi Meir Poliget Rabbi Shimon. V'chein shamati sh'Rabbeinu Tam haya Omer Zoshani b'Mishnah Seinu Rashbag Omer B'Doras Agoyim Tmeim V'chein shenashim Kofor Sham Nifleihem. Right? They bury their nephilim there, so it's metamei ba'oel, right? And the whole house is tamei, not just where you might walk over it. You can't even enter. Hahinami, look, Rabbi Shimon, right? The hayam mosif l'mishnah alacha k'rashbag. How do we know? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Gittin says kol makom shoshanam rashbag b'mishnah seinu alacha kemoso. Any time that rashbag's name is mentioned in the Mishnah, so we'll finish early. We'll be recording that we pass him like rashbag. So what do you do? You have to pass him like rashbag. So what about Eliyahu? So okay, so we'll figure out how does he deal with that. So how does Rabbeinu Tam, meaning we're dealing with the Rambam now. So how does the Rambam deal with the Doras Akum? Right, he's going to pass on like either like Ravina. So if you look in the last paragraph of Yesh Mefarshim, Hayit Rashbag, Mishum Mago Masu, Shanashim Kofar Sham Niflayim, Ve'im Amiki Mosam. They're not burying him very deeply. Ve'hem Misgalim Bedrisa Saregel V'efshar Shlo Yiga Be'etzem Kisora Uve Mago Masam Oder Rishim Bar Yochai. That you might come into physical contact with them while you're walking in the house, you might actually come up a navel bone, which is gross. But it's really Magov Masa, so we can get rid of that Mishnah. It's not really relevant. It's really Magov Masa, so that's not going to be much of an issue. Okay?
Or
it's like some kind of Xera, because meaning it's not really...
It's a Xera that you can't enter because you might come into contact.
They might have buried a Nephil.
They might have buried a Nephil, and you might come into contact with one of these Atamos.
Right, but I'm saying it's not even like a Xera because of Ohel. It's a Xera because of
Magov Masa. That's how he wants to say of Magov Masa. But if it was Xera Mishum Ohel, right, he's saying it's nothing to do with Ohel at all.
Or in the previous paragraph, he just said, well, maybe we don't hold like
Maybe we don't hold like Rashbag, yeah.
Yeah, we hold like Rav Shimon.
Right, it could be that Rashbag disagrees with Rav Shimon. Could be.
So that's two yeshuvim
right.
For the Rambam.
So the Rambam himself was Miyashiv. So it's from Pe'er Hador, a little bit got cut off. So he says, is there a difference? Im yesh chiluk b'meisei goyim l'meisei Yisrael, b'kivrei goyim l'kivrei Yisrael alo. Right? Fine. And he says... So we'll just go to the tshuva, the tshuva sounds so interesting. What about Olos? He asked about the Mishnah in Olos, right? The Rashbag. Al Shamartim Machiluk ben Hamesim ben Kivrayim. Is there a difference between the Mesim and their Kvarim? We haven't talked about what a Kever is. You mentioned Kever Binyam, which we didn't discuss yet, but we'll talk about what a Kever is. So, Beferish the Rambam said in Hilchas Avel. Hilchas Avel is page 14. Ein agoyim etami be'ol, v'lihicha kivroseihem tehorim, umutr lakoin likanisham v'lidroch al kivroseihem. You can step on their Kvarim. Right, so you ask why, but isn't that, aren't you violating Maga? You're touching the Kvarim? And he says, Mutter. So here says, Asr. He says, Zilkari Be Ravu.
Well, again, there's other issues.
He says, Asr here. And there he says, Mutter.
Maybe it's because you're wearing shoes. Maybe it's because you're wearing shoes.
We saw in the Chaschinuch. I'm building up the tension. You're giving away the answer. The shoes aren't going to help in the Chaschinuch, says. It's Chibur. It is a pasuk. It's just etzim adam cover. They're all in the same pasuk. Umilchemes. Ooh, you lost the line. Anyway, he says that they're the same. You lost the next line. I apologize.
He said there's some difference between.
He says that the kvarim here are aser. That you're missing the lines where he says it, but He says the kvarim are tamei. You can't touch the kvarim.
That's an adam of a kavar, right? You can't touch them.
You can't touch the kvarim. The kvarim are tamei, just like, meaning the kvarim have the same status as the mace. So if the mace is metame misum maga, the kever is metame misum maga.
I'm saying that was part of the question also.
Right? Hanogeba mace go yitma, kacha nogeba kivro yitma. It's the top line that we have here. Right? Aval be oh late middle divrei akol kmo shabar nivi. Vamos vizel divrei akol. Veleka man de polig. Okay, everybody knows how much polig. Kmo shamar ravina de hubasra. The amar nei de matinu kra miyatum weba oel be maga of masa miyatinu kra. Right? Ravina said there's no oel, but there is maga of masa. Okay.
What about Reshbag?
What about Eliyahu Navi? Wait a minute. So now he told me that the Kvarim are Asa, right? Before he told me that the Kvarim are Mutter, so Eliyahu Navi was in the base of Kvaros. He's on the Kvarim, so that's okay. But now he told me the Kvarim are Asa, so what's Pshat? Eliyahu Navi was where? So he says he was Mahil and not Nogaya. Eliyahu Navi is a Malach, he was floating. He doesn't say a Malach and he was floating. The Tosfos Rid says that. He was floating. He was floating. But because the Malach, he could do that. He says he was Mahil, but not Nogeya. So now we know that, first of all, the Kvarim themselves may or may not be us. We have no idea what a Kever is. We'll discuss that at length. What is a Kever? And we know that being Mahil over a Kever for the Rambam is Mutter.
And this is like in the Yad here, too.
What in the Yad? In the Yad, it says you could touch them.
I'm saying Mahil. The Yad, there's no Mahil by Akum.
No, we're medayik that there's no ma'ahil by akum.
Like the diuk in the yad.
Like the diuk in the yad. But assuming that a kever is like an akum.
Okay.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, yeah.
Fine.
Maybe it's usher to be ma'ahil on, right, on the mace goy himself.
Right, here
it's
here
it's on the kever.
On the kever. Here it says you could touch the kever is usher to touch, we can be ma'ahil on it. It doesn't prove that you can be ma'ahil on the akum. It doesn't say that. And what about the Mishnah Midoras Akum? Yeah, I'm sorry, where is it?
It's also missing my...
Yeah, but okay, but does he say what they did? Is it not? He also says it, you might come and touch it. He just says the Peres, so I just don't have that line. Okay, I don't see where it is.
Yeah,
so Mekos Meretz Yisrael, Shari Yubahem Agoyim, Tmei Midraban, Kamo Tumas Isha Bechutz Laretz, Vakol Sabim Teham, Meisim Asher Him, Kovrim Sham. Vim Yishar Baim Yom, as I know Rum Shashari Pila the cover some Nephil Sham, Lachin Gazru, absolutely Yisham Isha, Shalom Yachashazu, Avilachi Gazru. We're missing the line where he says that it's a problem of Maga. He just says you're afraid that you're actually going to come into physical contact with the Nephilim there, and that's Usser. Maga's Usser, and that's the example for Reshbag. That's the explanation of Reshbag. Reshbag is talking about Mago Masa. So we'll stop here, but let's just summarize for a minute. So we saw the Shita of the Rambam. We saw the Shita of the Hagos Maimoni, who seems to hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, quoting the Urayim, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and assuming that he disagrees with Ravina, and we can assume that Eliyahu Navi was standing in the Beis HaKvaros, and the Kever is Tamei, and nonetheless he was standing there, because even Magav Masa is going to be Mutter. And it seems like the Rambam is passing in like clearly like Ravina, where the Goyim are not metame be ohel, but they are metame be mago v'masa. Now we see a little bit of a steer whether the kvarim are metame mago v'masa or the kvarim are not metame mago v'masa. We'll talk about what a kever is. We haven't discussed again. And the Rambam now has to deal with two issues. The first is the Rashbag, where he says, looks like the Ramban, that it's a question of coming into contact with the Atzamos. And he has to deal, now that he's at the kvarim Rasa, what about Eliyahu Navi? He says he was mahil on the kvarim. So we'll have to talk about mahil and what mahil is, what kvarim are. And we'll see the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam next time, and we'll continue going through all these issues. What I really want to explore is, according to the Rambam, is there an Isser of Ma'ahil, which is not befavorish, at least. You can make Tiyukim in, I think, both directions. All right. So next week, we're here. Wonderful. Yes?
I would say the one issue that the Rambam may have is that it seems like that none of the Tanaim are distinguishing between Maga Masa and Ohel. It's only Ravina who does that. And if you look at the sort of historical...
Well, maybe Rashbi was also. We don't know what his story was.
No, because I would say that the quotation in Yavama probably is adding the word the Ohel, because it doesn't match the other one, and it's only Ravina who actually says it. The rest of the Sugya seems not...
Well, they're both quoting Rashbi, both in Baba Metzia and Yavamos are both quoting Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
No, I understand that. So I'm saying that the one...
Alternatively, the one Baba Metzia is just missing the word.
But it makes more sense the other way, because the rest of the Sugya doesn't seem to think about that at all, until Ravina suddenly says it. Ravina lives much, much later.
Right, I'm not so interested in where they lived, whether they take the Gemara at the face value of it, but I would argue Divrei, that the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't give Ravina's answer to the pasuk.
Right, and the Gemara doesn't even seem to have any concept of the distinction until Ravina says it. Meaning nobody, not just Rashi, nobody says it. Nobody has any concept of that. It's not part
to differentiate between Magamas and Oel.
Well,
I mean, the assumption is that everyone assumes that they are Metamei Ba'ol until Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells them not.
Right, meaning they're, but it, so you don't seem to care how they're becoming Metamei. It's just meaning that
the drusha is
Adam Kiyamus Ba'ohel.
Yeah, it's not a drusha based on
the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, instead, when he goes, I call Oreg Nefesh.
Yeah.
So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's answer isn't, oh, that's B'mago V'masa. His answer is, Shema Iktel Chad Yisrael. He could have answered, oh well. And it sounds like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is disagreeing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but we have Rashbag disagreeing with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He's a Tana.
Right, but he's also not related. He's not distinguishing.
And your kasha is if Ravina.
No, he's saying they're all Tana.
You're asking a kasha on Ravina.
You're
saying that if Ravina's right, then why is Rashbi saying that Shema Iktel Chad Yisrael? He should really say that's Magomas.
Right, so I think that it might be something
that
somebody
would say. That's not. Rashbi's answer, that's somebody else's answer.
Some of them say that Ravina's arguing
for Rashbi. Who says Shema Iktel Yisrael?
It seems like they're arguing for Rashbi.
Who's saying
it? The Gemara says it.
Okay, so there's no kasha. Rashbi's making a drasha of them kiyomus bo'el. That's what you have from Rashbi. So that sounds like a drasha about Ohel. So your kasha is really on Ravina.
No, it's Adam kiyomus bo'el.
Yeah, I know, but meaning he may not be thinking
specifically. Okay, so there's about
no.
Okay, but there's no way. No, but the point.
I mean, that's where this drush is from, and the other Rishonim say. But even the veil is.
Pashup Shad Milchemes Midian is that it's tough. It's a Zilkari Berav. It really is Zilkari Berav, right? Right. So you really to phrase the kasha is really, why did the Stamma de Gemara not answer? Oh, Pashut Rashbi holds like Ravina.
Because it could be that Rashbi disagrees with Ravina, and some of the Rishonim say that. I think that
Ravina is saying Pashup Shat in Rashbi. He's saying, oh, well, obviously the answer is. And the real kasha is, why did the Gemara not use Ravina's klal to answer the kasha of Kol Hareg Nefesh?
Right.
That's really the kasha.
It is a little bit dochak.
Because Rashbi himself never said that teretz, meaning that whole question of Magomas versus Oel is not raised until the Amoraim.
Right.
So if all you had is Rashbi, you would say, well, he's making a drasha Adam Kiyomus Boel, and I have Pasuk Nochemus Yidin. This is this Mistabra de Kechilik. But you know, you couldn't prove it.
Because you have the other Gemara with Eliyahu and Abin in the...
But that's also...
It doesn't say the word all.
Who's he talking to? What? He's also...
Well, you don't know, but he's in the Beis HaKvaros.
Okay, fine. But either way, it doesn't seem to be... I mean, I don't know. If you take the whole thing together, it seems like Ravina is really originating that.
But I think it's also
a
sifra.
No, I think it's a psukim.
Isn't it a sifra? It's only Ravina's the first one to explore.
No, it's a sifra zuta also. The sifra zuta has this drasha also.
The Nagomasa versus.
I think so. I think the sifra zuta was sifra.
You have to see.
But Pashup Shan, the psukim is that
if Rashbi would have said that teretz, that Kol Hareg Nefesh is because Dil Meg.
Then you would have to
say that. I think that'd be a very strong.
It's a dochuk in the psukim that I can't buy it.
Well, I mean, that's a different question, whether you can buy it or you can't buy it.
No,
but did
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai really say it? I don't know.
Probably not, because it's not in the Braisa.
Right. So, and the drush is from Oel, so it's unlikely that he meant
so
it.
So it's again, the chilek is there for the taking, and the Ravina takes it. Yeah.
All right.
That's a good offer.